This morning I just wanted to share kind of thinking about how to get a homily on a daily mass. I've said before how, especially in Easter, the Easter season, our readings are just packed. Spiritually, theologically, our Savior. And just think about the different homilies. I mean, imagine, I could probably fall asleep, but you could literally talk for hours about, and especially if you dive really into deep things. I mean, if the Acts of the Apostles, Stephen, who is talking to those that killed Jesus, Stephen, that he believes in Jesus, he was killed himself, he was seeing, I mean, just imagine that as a homily, to have, he could see heaven with Jesus standing there, and getting ready to go to heaven himself. And then the responsorial psalm, into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. I mean, right there, that's a homily. And that's could be a Sunday homily. And then we have John 6, of Jesus again with the conversation, of going deeper and deeper and deeper, and on and on and on. And that's why it's so cool for these readings that are just bringing together what is given us. You know, imagine coming to the Bible, which is by itself awesome to read. But imagine how much work into the lectionary to have these readings to help us, rather than trying to figure out, you know, oh, this should be like today. Boy, this is Acts 6. Or this is Acts 7, 51 to 8, 1a. And we'll do that with the Gospel of John, chapter 6, 3 to, you know, 30 to 35. And then Psalm 31. I mean, I just think it's fascinating how good our church has done to our readers, our readings for Mass. And so today, just quickly, because again, I mean, just imagine your own imagination of different things you could talk, but I do want to go with John. It's again the most important gospel chapter in the Eucharist, and the conversation of Jesus begins with a bad question. But Jesus also works where the disciples and those that are going against him with their questions. What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? I mean, it's always a bad place to start with Jesus. You shouldn't ask a test, as we shouldn't ask the test to God and tell God what to do in our lives. We should really be humble and invite him, of course, to show us what to do. And Jesus says, well, amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the truth, the true bread from heaven. It's a big conversation there that those that read the Torah thought that Moses was giving the bread from heaven. Well, no, it wasn't. It was God the Father. And it's from heaven. It's not on earth. And finally, Jesus says, as I mentioned yesterday, going deeper and deeper, Sir, as they said to him, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. And what Jesus is going to is showing, I mean, if he was just, you know, the human bread and water and wine, well, they'd be hungry and thirsty. That's why people, that's what the first thing they said in John 6. We're still hungry. Can you show us a sign again? Can we be fed physically? And Jesus is kind of diving in with these people. Yeah, you're going to be hungry very soon physically. But I am the bread of life. I can feed you. I can give you hungry. I can give you thirsting. I can give you hungry and because you're hungry and thirsty, I will give you bread and water and wine. in your soul, in your spiritual life, in your relationship with me, in a different dimension of his place. So continue to read through these readings and pray with them, and you can just be soaked with their grace of God's word.